Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds and threw the weeds and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the seeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up? He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the weeds along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvester, "First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but get the wheat into the barn." He proposed another parable to them. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in the field. It is smallest of all wheats, yet when full grown, it is largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of sky come and dwell in its branches." He spoke to them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with three measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened." In these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world." Then dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parables of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. An enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The parable just showing that God is merciful. He gives us the chances. It's what the first reading, Book of Wisdom. He said, "You give your children good grounds for hope, that you would permit repentance for the sins. So, Jesus, God, give us freedom. Many times we don't use well our freedom. We sin. Jesus knows it. But give us chances. Even his disciples, not always so faithful. We understand Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And Judas, just for $30, betrayed Jesus. It's human nature. Our conversion, not only once, is daily basis. At times of confession, we say, never. But after a few weeks, we will say again. At times, we lose hope. But first reading, our eyes says, not to lose hope. God is God of hope. He gives us chances. How? Just to live well every moment. Live well every press moment in his will. By practicing this, then we have less chance to go to sin. Because by living the press moment, with more attention to people next to us, more attention to do well, the will of God. We sin at times because we lose the present moment. We just think of our own self. This is egoism. When we think of others, going outward to do the will of God, then it's a way to avoid temptation. Also, we have to pray. Jesus says, it's a devil who tempts us. Not that you want or not you don't want. The devil is always there. But tell Jesus, you're weak. Sorry, Jesus, give us the grace. He will do it according to your prayer.